brothers on that, but it don't look like they're Skinner. Yes, it is. I bought it and let them have it.
Say if there's something caught up in a tree and I need to get it, I say I need to...
climb up.
If I had to do that yesterday, I say, well, yesterday I...
climb up the tree.
Right. If I've had to do it a lot of times, I say, well, I have that tree plenty of times.
I've climbed that tree lots of times.
Did you ever do that much?
Yeah, I used to climb up and get muscadines, grapes.
Do you have any of, what are those things? Scuppernons around here?
No, not right. I don't know of a scuppernon but a word around here. There used to be some around, but...
Do you like those?
Yeah. Sure do. They're fine.
Now, used to, before a child would go to bed, he'd, you know, if he was going to say his prayers, he'd, beside the bed, say he... He wouldn't stand up, but...
No, he'd get outside the bed, down the knees, down by the bed.
So he kneeled beside the bed?
Yeah, usually.
And it was, would you say kneeled or knelt?
Knelt.
Okay. Say if you're feeling tired, you might say, well, I believe I'm going to, for a while...
retire.
Mm-hmm. Or just let...
lie back and rest.
Yeah. Or talking about somebody who's sick, you might say, well, old so-and-so couldn't even stand up. He just in bed all day.
Yeah, just lay up in bed all day. Mm-hmm.
And if you're sleeping, if you begin to see these things in your sleep, you say you begin
dreaming.
To...
dreaming.
You begin to dream?
Dream, yeah.
If you were telling somebody that you were doing it last night, you'd say, well, last night I
dreamed so-and-so, or dreamt so-and-so.
Right. You've done it a lot, you say, well, I have...
bad to dream in my sleep. Right. And I am.
Are you? Are they usually pleasant?
Well, no, it's usually something that's happened in the past about timber logs or something like that.
That's it. You would say, maybe I was dreaming about so-and-so, but all of a sudden I...
woke up.
I usually have a hard time remembering what I dream.
I don't. Unless it's something extra special, I don't remember it. Something unusual.
Say, if you bring your foot down hard on the floor like this, you'd say you...
I stomped it.
Or say if a boy meets a girl at a party and he wants to... make sure that she gets home all right. He might tell her, well, may I
escort you home?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Or would it make any difference what he'd say if he was in a car?
Well, I don't know. May I ride you home, or can I carry you home, or something like that? I don't know.
What about if you're in a buggy?
Well, it can be the same thing.
Right. Yeah.
I usually had to walk when I was...
All right. Just welcome home. Huh?
Yeah.
Say if a woman is in the kitchen and she's cooking something and she's got the stove on and there's some little children playing around, she might tell them, well, now that stove's hot, so...
you'll get burned. You don't get back. Get out of the way.
In other words, don't...
don't touch that.
When you were growing up, y'all probably played games like tag or something like that?
Yeah.
Where you chased each other?
Tag, dropping the handkerchief, base, things like that.
You had to run to the base?
Yeah.
So where that's where they couldn't get you?
Yeah, you'd have another pile of base out here, and we got one here, and see who could catch who. So many in that base, so many in this, and we'd pass each other and see who could catch and who could break the other side up, catching his men, you know.
Right. Or say if you were throwing a ball to somebody, you might say, well, he threw...